So Kaylee and Maddie were dropped home at Fat 156. So you heard the screaming? From there, right? Now, I'm just going to keep going. So obviously, Kaylee and Maddie have just came home and I need to fast forward it for a good bit. So I'm going to come back to the video. Right, listen, this sounds like Kaylee saying no and then a bunch of crazy noises. Listen. Body came up there. Meg, did you hear that? It sounds like somebody's saying, oh my god, listen. Now, there you go. I'll put it back. Right, and then keep listening. Is this saying it? Oh, it spoke over it. A man gagging. 4 minutes after this, the calls start to Jack at 2:26. That's when Kaylee and Maddie started calling Jack. Now, did that not sound like Kaylee saying no? And did that not sound like Zena screaming, oh my god, and Ethan gagging? So did they walk in and see something that they weren't supposed to have seen? What is that? What is that? Listen to that. Right? What is that? What is all that? And then, again, 4 minutes later, the calls start to Jack. They go on until 3:53. And then... Did I say 3:53? I meant to say 2:53. But yeah, so... That's why I believe that something happened earlier on. What? Hear that? What are you telling me? That all those sounds aren't like panic? When did people party and laugh or joke or sing or like... I fully believe that something happened earlier on that night. I don't think Kaylee's face was damaged like that during it. But I think that this is... It happened as soon as they got home. There had been a guy in a statement saying that he was already in the house and stuff. And then they get home, I think something happens. Instantly. And then Zane and Ethan come home and witness it. And they react to it. I don't know if Dylan and Bethany are unaware yet. Or... But then Bethany and Maddie took Murphy out. So, what, I don't know, I think Kaylee was already attacked before the rest of the murders took place. I think that that explains the blood on the bed, on the pillow, because that's just coming from her face and her mouth where her teeth had been knocked out. I think the murders happened after the fact, like maybe an hour after, maybe when that crazy guy's coming from the dumpster, and then Bethany sees flashes and bangs, and there's actually flashes and bangs at 3:25. I think there's so much evidence that proves this happens before Brian Kohlberger's apparent car was at the scene. And why do people just keep ignoring all of this?